five people in a seat. When you're in the boat, never put your hands outside the boat. Step carefully in the boat, folks. All right, now come along with me. Panther boat.
Part of France.
Each year, nearly a million travelers are drawn to the cypress islands, sawgrass marshes, hardwood hammocks, and mangrove forests of the Florida Everglades. Most want to experience this exotic wetland wilderness on an airboat, to go where ordinary boats cannot navigate.
Now some of you guys have caps on, and it's going to get real windy later. You'll need to turn them around or take them off and hold on. And don't put any bags or any equipment on the floor, because I get water on the floor, folks. I have a funny habit about that. Here's a little turtle on your left. Now he's looking up here.
Look at a map of Florida. Take your finger to the southernmost tip of the state. You'll find Homestead, Florida City, located just north of the Florida Keys. There you'll find the entrance to Everglades National Park. Airboats are banned there, but just a few miles south of the park entrance sits the Everglades Alligator Farm. The attraction gives visitors up-close personal encounters with a variety of snakes. And 3,000 Florida alligators of all sizes. This one's just a baby. But the experience most come for is the breezy, open-air thrill of flying over the Everglades' grassy waters in a boat propelled by a jet engine, an airboat. Louis Wammers worked as an airboat tour guide at the Everglades Alligator Farm in Dade County for 15 years.
You know, alligators can jump half their body length, so let's don't entice them. That's why they put my seat up here. It takes quite a while to drive these boats.
Wammers says he loves his job and meeting people from around the world.
Just as making some casual notes this summer, I had people from 38 countries on my boat just this summer.
What's your name?
I'm Eddie, and this is my wife, Betty Groves, from Hampshire in the south of England. It's something we've always wanted to do.
We've read up on it in National Geographic, which we take at home, and we love it. We love this sort of country.
We came down here mainly to do some bird photography, just doing it for fun.
The alligators were a lot closer and larger than I expected.
Oh, because I think it's famous everywhere in the world. It's typical from Florida, okay? And my friends and me wanted to discover that, all right? It's a big change with Miami.
Now I have a number of parents that hang around the boat or follow the boat. They don't eat what I carry in the little bag, but the fish do. It brings fish to the boat, and sometimes they'll come out and hear the fish right next to the boat.
There are plenty of chances for snapshots for your vacation photo album as the airboat glides through water trails through the tall sawgrass, stirring up egrets, herons, and anhingas. Unfortunately, not all the tourists see what they expected.
You like what you see? A little bit disappointed.
Really? Why?
Why? Because, in fact, it was my own thought. I suppose there were more birds and things like that. In fact, not very much, not many birds.
In fact, since the 1930s, more than 93% of the wading birds have disappeared from the Florida Everglades. Environmentalists blame the problem on loss of habitat because of the drainage of the wetlands for urban growth in South Florida. Many also say agricultural pollution has added to the severe decline. And what about the impact of noise on the birds? Airboat tour guide Wammer.
And that's a question I get almost daily on the airboats. Don't these airboats scare the wildlife away? Well, we've been running the airboats for 20 years in the same spot. There wouldn't be anything here. And I have a higher concentration in this 4 square miles or so that I run than in most 4 square mile areas of the national park. So I think you have to look at the results.
Wintertime is best in South Florida. The air is balmy, just the way you want it to be on a subtropical Florida vacation. Summers bring more humid, sticky temperatures. And of course, the warm climate is compounded in the summer by mosquitoes. Another good reason to go airboating in Florida. It's hard to get bit when you're practically flying over the water.
Don't leave anything on the floor. Hang on to your hats and anything else that's loose. If something blows out in the boat, you'll be able to stop for it.
airboat in the Everglades, I'm Donna Green Townsend for Savvy Traveler.